All right, screw the intro, Jordan. We've got stuff happening today. We ain't got time for this. We're going to lead right into it. This is a special edition of the JRD Hogcast. I am your host, Dylan Lee, joined with Jordan Russell and our producer, Luke Griggs. And we got to unwrap that bow, don't we? We just came off of it. We said we were putting a nice little bow on the Mike Anderson talk, and Hunter Yurecek had different plans for us. We're cutting that bow because after 8 seasons, Mike Anderson has been relieved of his duties as the head coach of the basketball team, or as they said on their release, change in leadership.
That's kind of weird that they worded it that way. I don't, was that a feelings thing, like making sure no feelings got hurt, or, I mean, he got fired.
he got fired. How you gonna get fired on your day off? Cue the Friday meme right there. Jeez. I think it has to do with just how real personal it is. I mean, being tied to Nolan Anderson, TJ Cleveland still out there. You have, did I say Nolan Anderson? Nolan Richardson. It's been a lot of Mike Anderson right now. I am sorry. So I think it's, and obviously we've got some upset players. So
we got some really upset players.
You want to go in that? Some player reaction maybe?
No, let's get in your feelers first.
My feelers. Oh man, because
what do you think about?
I've been on this one and done. I am probably the definition of on the fence. I can't be leaning. It's such a
elaborate a little bit.
Yeah, it's such a weird thing for me emotionally. I was definitely fine with one more year. I'm not too heartbroken in the aspect he gave. You know, there was some memories, there were some great games, but there was also some terrible games. And
real bad.
Terrible memories. So we're moving on. It makes me like Hunter Yurecek more in the aspect of, I feel like this is a not popular opinion. I know there was the rumblings and everything of that, but I think the general consensus was one more year. I mean, we talked about it on previous episodes, and it's just him pulling the trigger like this proves, and then the price tag that's being reported, we're moving up from $2.5 million to reportedly we're willing to pay $4 million for the next basketball coach.
So that's going to branch off into another conversation, but just to give you my bit, totally fine with it. I think that's kind of been clear over the past few episodes that we have talked about.
Well, we got the soundbite of you saying you're just sick of it.
Yeah, I'm right. Just sick of it. Well, clearly Yurecek was too. But so I'm kind of on the same boat as you with the Yurecek part of it. That excites me with it kind of gives you a look into what he's looking for at this program. And I'm saying the university, not program. He's wanting to win. He's not willing to wait. He clearly doesn't care about feelings, because a lot of people couldn't separate themselves from liking Mike Anderson and the history he had with the program and liking Mike Anderson, the coach.
I'm probably guilty of that.
Yeah, you are guilty of that. I know you are, but I mean, it's, I love it, because I brought up the other day when on air here that Bama fired Avery Johnson after some pretty decent, not great seasons, but decent, definitely comparable or comparable to Anderson seasons, and they got rid of him because he wasn't getting it done in the grand scheme of things, tournaments, SEC wins and stuff like that. So I absolutely, outside of just the Mike Anderson getting fired spectrum of it, I love it for what Yurecek is showing for the university's sports in general. He's not going to put up with losers.
And keep in mind, Avery Johnson was a guy that won an NBA championship. So, like, that shows where Alabama is, but that's enough Bama talk. We're still talking Mike Anderson and the news coming out that he has been relieved of his duties.
Fired.
He was fired. Well, I'll say that. Fired.
I think that's the first time you've said that ever since it broke.
Yeah.
Are you okay? I see you getting a little teary-eyed over there.
I'm okay, Jordan. I told you. I'm on the fence. I'm fine with it. I love coaches searching. I don't know. Just, I think, digging and kind of seeing the other coaches' playing styles.
Was that your favorite part of NCAA football games?
Oh, the carousel? Let's jump on it.
Coaching carousel.
Let's jump on it. So, we'll see what's out there. And
What do you think? I mean, we've got names dropping.
There's tons of names dropping. I feel like kind of the big ones right now, who we got? We got Chris Beard from Texas Tech. We've got, help me out here,
Kelvin Sampson
from Houston. Now, one thing to note on that Sampson, Juracek has a relationship with him. He did not hire him at Houston. So they do have a relationship. Reportedly, they were really good during Juracek's time at Houston. But he also has a unique past there. Not at Houston, but as a coach. He's older, got plenty of experience. However, he is one of the few coaches that have been hit with the NCAA show clause. And that means that if any program was to hire them, and this has since been relieved, so we wouldn't have to do that. But when the infractions came from Indiana, he had all these infractions involving, I believe it was Eric Gordon, and all kinds of stuff. But NCAA hit him with the show clause, and basically a team that was to hire him, or a university that was going to hire him, had to prove why, and that basically how that his punishment, that he's already been reprimanded and that he's been punished to prevent any future probations or anything like that. So he's not the squeakiest of guys, which brings up the obvious for me, because I've mentioned it multiple times. At what cost do you want to win? So we're getting a guy that hasn't had a losing season and for all intents and purposes have ran a clean program, and now we're looking at names that already have NCAA violations behind them in their history. So,
well, not to get too dramatic, but a name at this point.
Yeah, a name.
A name. But I see what you're saying. That was kind of one of the questions I was going to ask you, was kind of referencing back to that. As far as we know, there's nothing Anderson had, did while he was here that was dirty. As far as we know, like you mentioned the other day, there was that, was it Beard, Anton Beard with the printing money?
Yeah, there was
deal.
Yeah, there was a few guys involved in that.
And not to make excuses, but that's not a Mike Anderson thing. It wasn't something he did or anything that he was knowing about. But we don't think he did anything. So that will be something I'm going to keep an eye on. Kind of going off of the Kelvin Sampson thing, I will not be a fan of a hire that has anything to do with, I don't care if he's been cleared or not, I'm not going to be okay with that. I mean, looking at his record, he's, what is that, 60-11 the past two seasons at Houston.
Oh.
But I'm not talking about Anderson, if that's what you was thinking. You looked at me kind of funny. But that to me is not worth a winning basketball team to have something like that.
So some of the other names, like reaches, obviously. I don't even really know if it's reaches, but everyone kind of pulls a name out and has their people. You have some of the Arkansas guys, but it's weird. I almost feel like you got to stretch it out, especially if the reported, you know.
If the 4 million plus is true, they're not looking at scrubs.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to look at a guy that's like cutting his teeth or just getting into a program or just getting into coaching.
That would be grossly irresponsible on your checks part.
Yeah, and I don't think it's, you know, going to be a promotion, obviously. You're not going to keep a same Anderson guy, because officially, congratulations, the fastest 40 is no longer a hashtag that's associated with this team. I mean, the last few years it hasn't been, but I think this is the nail in the coffin. We will not play this kind of ball for a while, I don't think. We're not going to get a coach that is on this staff. So TJ Cleveland's probably going to be looking for work. Scotty Thurman might be looking for work. there's some name, Corliss Williamson. I mean, he's in the NBA as an assistant coach right now.
That one's interesting to me for the obvious reason, but how much of his hands are in the pot in the NBA?
Yeah, exactly. And that's also, I don't know his head coaching proving record or anything like that. And when you're talking $4 million, you're going after, like, if you're going pro-wise, you're going to be going after Billy Donovan and some of these other guys that maybe want to try to get back into college. Jason
Kidd's looking into a job.
So anybody that LeBron James gets fired, I mean, no, I'm just kidding.
Right. No, yeah, that's totally true.
So, but lot of thoughts on this. And we're, you know, rushing and we're getting this news just like everybody else. And we had to jump on. We had to hit you guys with this special edition of JRD Hogcast. And you can find us at JRD Hogcast on Twitter.
And Instagram.
We'll have to work on that Instagram there.
Yeah, so. it's a little bleak right now. But with the, let's just kind of narrow it down with the Kelvin Sampson and the Chris Beard talk, just because those are the most realistic ones. Between the two, who would you prefer or who would you rather see take the job? Personally, Chris Beard.
Chris Beard is the name. I'm right there with you. I can't get behind Sampson. Whatever his past may be, but it's just age, honestly. I mean, he's up there in age, and reprimanded and whatnot, but we also have something coming in. I'm going to try to play this for you. It's actually a little video off of Twitter from Coach Mike Anderson. So let's see. It's about a minute long. We'll see if we can get some audio on this. All right. Still working on it. Sorry about that.
In the meantime, as far as the $4 million price tag goes, Chris Beard is currently making $3.1 million
at Texas Tech. Yeah, and Texas Tech is probably just going to have the checkbook open, especially with where they're at right now. So
that might be why Yurecek is saying that, though, because he knows he may end up in a bidding war to have to pull him away from there.
Let's try playing this. Let's see. Just Mike Anderson, this is off of his official Twitter, and he's standing in front of a wall, and I guess here we go.
Razorback Nation, it's been a challenging day. When you have pride and passion about what you do, it's hard to say goodbye. I had an opportunity to be the head coach here for the last 8 years. It's been a great experience. I want to thank Jeff Long, Dr. Gearhart, for bringing me back to be a head coach. Had a lot of great players to come through our ways. Have a very good young basketball team that's getting ready to really ascend and do some great things. I want to thank my family for their love and their support, our coaching staff and their families. And I also want to thank the Razorback fans. They're none like our Razorback fans. Thank you. And to all of my friends, through 25 years of being here in Arkansas, we've made tremendous friends, and I want to say thank you for your support.
That's I know it probably didn't come across. You were saying something in the middle of it, but hopefully that comes across. But that is a heartbroken man. That's tough to watch right there. So
can you fill me in?
he's just a little. You can hear it in his voice. He's a little broken. I mean, I know he's kind of monotone and lone in his own right, but it's definitely a tough day for him, rightfully so, and everything. But we wish him the best. I mean, like I said, he gave plenty of memories, and he's still a Hog no matter what, important to the 94 championship team. And if they make the court Nolan Richardson, which we haven't seen anything official, does this make it a little more weird?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. So,
why would it?
I don't think so. I mean, I just asking a question. I agree with it, but I doubt he would be like, if there were to open the season and have a big thing, I don't know if he would be there. It'd be tough to get some people the year after, you know. So this is This is, I don't know. Like I said, I am on the fence, man.
This is coming right off the Twitter, hot and ready. Says, "Welp, it's official. For 52 years, I was a Razorbacks fan. That ends today. I 100% believe CMA, Coach Mike Anderson, was fired for refusing to cheat. Won't watch another hog anything. Won't buy another ticket. I'm done."
That is dramatic. What?
But ended it with hashtag WooPixie.
Interesting. So, call me out.
People need to.
Who is that? Who is this?
This is at J Williams. It says William Sum 67. So William Sum 67.
Hey, at least he's got his name on his handle, you know. Like,
yeah, he's not a little, you know, in the back room Twitter.
Yeah.
But I just don't agree with that. I don't understand. People need to separate their emotions a little bit when stuff like this happens. It's a business. I know that's not the best way to look at it, but the NCAA is a business. And if you're not winning, your university isn't making money. And then that, in turn, turns into students not coming to your college. I mean, it's the nature of the beast.
I mean, and I think the problem that a lot of folks, myself included, Mike Anderson, just a good guy. Like I've said, he ran a good program, but the results weren't there. The Hunter Yurecek, obviously, and I would say probably close to the majority of the fan base wasn't happy with the mediocrity. And sure, you technically have never had a losing season, but 15-14 doesn't sound good either, does it? So
no, that's not a that's your pet peeve, right? You know, box score sports fans. I mean, yes, it looks good on paper. I never had a losing season. But you didn't have spectacular seasons either.
We'll take a few of those seasons, and then we should have good seasons. We should have more than round one losses in the NCAA. We should be Sweet 16. And again, at that $4 million price tag, that's obviously what we're trying to do. We're trying to make NCAA tournament runs. But this should probably change the aspect of this team. I mean, with what we're seeing on Twitter straight from the players, some transfers probably going to happen out of this, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you've got some real unhappy players.
Obviously, it's, you know, knee-jerk, and like I'm scrolling through right now, and we have people chasing these guys outside of the facility, trying to get a statement from them from the practice facility. And that's whatever her name is. But she's following guys up the hill, and all they said was, "It's a hard day." You know, it is.
I mean, this reminds me a lot of the Bielema era. Were people mad when he left? No. I mean,
yeah, there was a few players, but it seemed like I saw more.
Finally.
Yeah, so I saw from the fans finally and that kind of thing. And that's another deal where, you know, from the outside, Bielema seemed like a good guy, but it also seemed like he checked out. Me personally, I thought he checked out. So, but when it came to the players' reaction, it was former players. Like, we're getting guys on the team. We have, you know, Khalil Garland, who actually hasn't played in the last 2 years due to medical, and he says, "Y'all got what y'all wanted, a bunch of college athletes crying because we just lost our coach. I hope y'all fans are happy." And then he also follows that up with, "How do you fire a man that has never had a losing season, has been to the NCAA 3 out of the last 4 years? I just don't understand." Which we've already touched on that, so. And then, it just goes on from these players. I mean, a lot of the big names, Bailey's on here. He said, "Y'all got what you wanted." Gafford retweeted that and said, "They wasn't going to stop until they got what they wanted. That's sad."
Well, one thing that's sort of disheartening to see is a lot of the football players are liking and retweeting this as well. I understand the aspect that this isn't necessarily just a basketball coach to these guys. I mean, he is, for all intents and purposes, a father figure to these guys, you know, while they're on campus. But you have to understand that it's a business. You know, I know you and I personally are, what, 3 days away from losing a manager at our current job.
Yep.
We hate it for him, but we're not going to sit there and burn the organization down because they're firing him.
No. They're doing what they had to do as a business, and things adjust, and you move along and keep your head down. So hopefully they can – this goes back to the folks that say you commit to the university, not the coach kind of thing. But I don't see if the Chaney rumors were true before, which they were shut down, but maybe something after this will fire those back up. And a few of the guys that have already transferred in, so like a Jaylen Harris, he might have a harder time doing that because he already did it once. But it's hard to speculate any of these. You know, it's these young men's decision, and ultimately I hope they wait to see who the new coach is, meet them before they make that decision. And you don't pull a move like this unless you have something in play, right?
We sort of touched on it before we started recording. You have to have at least a pretty decent idea of what's going to happen as far as, you know, new coach is concerned. But did you see the Justice Hill tweet?
I have not seen that. Yeah, that's good. A recruit that's coming in.
Please refrain from any interviews and questions. I have no comment. So I don't know what that means.
He was kind of the one guy coming in. So people were probably, just like I said, you know, trying to run up the hill, trying to get a word from him. And these guys are dealing with it their own way. So let them. It's sad to kind of see the media just trying to chase it down. I understand this is big. Do what we're doing. Talk about it, but not right now. Chase him down. So
the one thing I'm noticing, I can't 100% say it's accurate. I'm pretty sure it is just by, you know, my history with Twitter and everything, but I believe a couple of these tweets from people, and I'm not going to drop their name just because I'm not for sure, but I'm pretty sure some of these, this is terrible, how dare Juracek type tweets are the same people towards the end of the season saying it's time for a change. Just creatures of the moment.
Yeah. We completely understand. Mike Anderson's a great guy. For all
intents and purposes.
Anyway, he's a great guy. It was a great hire at the time. You look at his track record, you thought you had a winner. It was a home run, especially with what we had before. That didn't work. It does feel a lot like the Bielema hire and tenure.
Well, because so the Bielema thing, a lot of people were sort of, as you started the show off, being, you know, on the fence or whatever about it, because not a whole lot of people knew a whole lot about Brett and or Bert, as a lot of people like to call him. But he came in and he came into a tough situation. We essentially lost a year recruiting in that because of the way everything went down. And he did a decent job, you know, his first 3 years, but he just went flat, and people are saying, fire him, get him out of here. It's terrible, blah, blah, blah. I don't understand why, and I guess it has to do with the history of the of Mike Anderson has with the university, but he's had 8 years in a seemingly easier sport to win. And what I mean by that is it's not as technical and it's not as hinged on, you know, everybody has to do their job like football for a play to be successful, so on and so forth. But why does he need to get the boot at 5 years, but Anderson can't do it in 8?
in a sport where turnaround is quicker when it comes to players. I mean, you don't have full classes there. Basketball, you don't keep too many guys from their freshman to senior year or vice versa, anything like that. So I don't know. Can't answer it for you. It had to be the nostalgia and being part of the program before is what kept him here as long as it did.
It's kind of I just scrolled to this tweet, and it's right in line with that, really. I think it's best that Mike Anderson goes to another program, get out from the Nolan shadow. Now Arkansas can move on and put the Nolan era to bed for good. He's not wrong.
He's definitely not wrong. So let me ask you this. I'm assuming that Mike Anderson will find work because he's won 62% of his games. So wherever he goes, does he get to a tournament and let's say win before we get to a tournament with whoever we get and have a win? And I'm just saying first round because it's going to be a rebuild, folks. Hang on. It's going to be 3-4 years. All you folks that said wait till next year, you're going to have to wait till next year. And then the next year, and maybe even the next year. Congratulations.
Man, that's such a strange question to ask because a couple of days ago that was hypothetical.
Yeah.
Just wins a tournament game.
Just wins.
And we're talking NCAA, not NIT.
Yeah, NCAA, not NIT.
I'm going to, you know, I think one thing that's also changing is I am a bit surprised by the reaction of the players. I wasn't expecting this at all from them. I understand the upset and stuff, but not at this level. So I'm going to say yes, he does. Mike Anderson wins the game in the NCAA tournament before we do.
I'd have to agree, too. I mean, he you look at it, he has a history of turning around programs. I mean, losing records to winning records. I mean, we can dive into that, but he can get there. But some of the top tweets so these are the names that are associated on Twitter with Mike Anderson. So tweets that have Mike Anderson with it, some of the other names associated is Samson, Chris Beard, Billy Donovan. So we are right there with, the majority. And it's almost like they kind of just push these names out. Maybe the university just kind of, here you go, media. Have the fans chew on this. And one of these guys is, and maybe even two of them, is going to Gus Malzahn's. Somebody's getting a pay raise because of this coaching hiring.
You go that route with it. That, to me, also plays into Chris Beard's hands.
Yep.
'Cause he's already making pretty decent money. I haven't been able to see what Samson's making. They kind of laid it out a bit different on his page, but
a guy with his checkered past. I don't know why I say checkered past, but
it has a spot on it.
It's definitely got a spot on it. It's not over 3. So, and it's probably less than Mike Anderson was making.
You think so?
Yeah. Which was 2.5.
So I don't see how I hope they don't Gus Malzahn's, because I really do. I mean, the most recent best memory of the Arkansas basketball team I can think of is the – I just said it before we started recording. His name is disappearing. Qualls, the jam on
Qualls
Kentucky.
And Portis.
Yeah, and, man, that's been a long time. That's, what, 5 years? 4 years?
Yeah, something like that.
So I'm ready for – you know, it's going to – man, it's a tough time to be a Razorback fan. I mean,
This is Juracek's big move, first big move. Because keep in mind, he didn't hire Chad Morris. That was the coaching staff.
As that bozo on the radio earlier said, he did not hire.
Yeah, that was Cromer, Peoples, and that coaching, that staff, or what do they call them?
They call it a search
something. Search committee. Yeah, that search committee. So, well, if it's anything like the football search, we had people pulling up flight plans for Drake Field and all that kind of stuff out of Greenland. So The university university plane.
Did you do that?
Did I pull some tail numbers? Maybe. So
once a day you were checking that.
Once a day, and I was like, hey, why are we going to Purdue here? Whatever.
Nothing there.
So those numbers are going to get pulled, and I will not do it. I'll allow someone else to do it this time. And this will be the talk for, I mean, it's kind of sad. We're foreshadowing, or we're overshadowing something.
Well, it is kind of, I don't think that the basketball search is going to be near as amped as the football one was, because that could almost be directly because of Gus Malzahn. I know a lot of people were excited about that. I can't say that I wasn't excited. At that time I was kind of back and forth with it, but
there isn't a name right now that is just a home run behind us, you know, that has ties to the program. Like, there isn't a Mike Anderson to replace Mike Anderson.
How long is it going to take for people to get past that?
Hopefully right now. Maybe, you know, we take a few games the next year with whoever we got, because I do like the idea of just letting the Nolan era and the Anderson era just fade to black and that be it.
Do you think that Donovan's going to?
I have a hard time with that. I mean, he's a former coach at Florida, won national championships there, jumped over to NBA, and he's at the Oklahoma City Thunder right now. And it's one of those deals where I just have a hard time thinking if he comes back to basketball, would he come to Arkansas?
That's always the question when we're looking for coaches.
Honestly, I feel like Bama would beat us out on that, because you got to think, now we're competing against Bama for essentially the same spot. We're pretty much finished in the same spot, and they will outbid us every day of the week. Maybe not for basketball, but
yeah, it's like I said, it's different with basketball compared to football. Obviously, if it came down to us or Bama in the football coach race, all day, every day, Bama. But, I mean, I don't know. What's Bama done in basketball?
That's kind of where I was at. We probably have a better history with Arkansas basketball.
But again,
basketball
history is why people are crying today.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I think it'd be right now, way too early prediction, if you will. I'm on the bus or the wagon with Donovan and Beard right now.
Those are two names I definitely like for it. Fred Holbert he coached in the pros. He actually was a former coach for the Bulls, and I think the Timberwolves. But he got fired from both those gigs. And that's
you
a name.
Can't judge that on NBA, though. They fire people left and right.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Luke Walton's probably going to get fired because LeBron don't like him. So, man, that's twice I've had to say his name. Anyway, so he's a name, Fred Holbert, he's a name that's been mentioned, and that's kind of like almost out of left field, because me personally, I can't think of any connection there where Beard has been to Arkansas. Like, he used to coach at ULR, so he knows the area, and recruiting wise, I feel like you have to stay in college for a guy that still has pipelines, especially if you're going to try to rebuild.
Does Donovan fall under that, though? He should, right?
He still should. I mean, he's only 2 or 3 years removed, and it's not one of those deals, but Holbert's been NBA coach for a while. So,
hey, let me ask you something.
Okay.
Dykes.
Oh, boy. Why?
His name hasn't come up.
For a reason.
Well, I mean, he's got a lot of ties here, so, I mean...
Oh, man, no.
He needs to stay at ESPN,
so stop it. I know you're just trying to get a rise out of me. I mean...
Yeah. I'm not saying do it. I'm just saying I wonder if his name is going to come up.
Things I'd rather happen. Mike Nabors do double duty and just coach women and men before I see Dykes back as a coach at Arkansas.
You're not even going to put Morris in that conversation?
Just have Chad Morris go ahead and coach basketball at the same time? No.
He's proven he can recruit.
I want his focus completely on the football team right now. So.
Yeah. Now, I'm not going to lie. I had a little bit better idea of kind of slamming on some Twitter stuff. But to be honest with you, there's just too damn much.
Yeah, there is a lot of folks' reaction. And we've got tons of knee-jerk reaction. And, I mean, we will comb through this. And I'm sure it will be brought back up on Thursday when we record again.
Yeah, we'll
again.
Definitely have a little bit more preparation for Thursday's recording.
But we definitely wanted to get our reactions out, and you know we weren't going to leave you guys behind and think that JRD Hogcast didn't have a thought the day of something breaking like this. So
we can go ahead and wrap this one up. Obviously, it's a quick one, but just to sum it up, I need a straight answer from you. How do you feel about it? Just one word.
Can I say two? Three? I don't know how many I got. End of an era. How many is that? So.
That's four.
It's done. I'm going to say a lot more words.
I was talking more feelings, but okay, I guess.
Feelings? I am relieved.
I like it. I like that one. That's a good one. I'm excited if you're curious where I'm at with it.
Well, you can tell us where you're at it. At JRD Hogcast using the hashtag JRD Hogcast, and you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and until next time, woo pig suey.